remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session.
Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands.
WRCT Pittsburgh. After 5 months and 7 days of repairs, the Queen gave the order to embark. The huge raft of wood and iron swung wearily towards the boundless ocean. Since seafaring tradition ordained that they should voyage in a state of extreme deprivation, they left all that they possessed behind them in the sand. They cast off their past with neither anger nor regret. The 14th day of the tempest hurled them against an abandoned oil rig. We all know of the murderous violence of those distant waters. We cannot contest the likelihood of their rapid demise. We should remind ourselves, however, that suffering is no ordinary matter, even though we may always relive such moments again in our minds. At that time, I represented the syndicate who would occasionally send me to mediate on their behalf in distant disputes. My issues and career wasn't especially interesting, but having no sense of dignity whatsoever, I was wildly insensitive to any criticism on that score. It was a Friday, and in the absence of any activity at the tribunal, I went for a walk along the deserted beach, treading the sand that they had trodden before me. The icy wind sweeping down from the mountains continued to torment the few fragments of magnetic tape still entangled in the olive trees. A native fisherman followed behind me, brushing away any trace of my profanation. The look he gave could have killed me.
Moonlight, underwater moonlight. This is RFK Jr. telling you that the only thing more dangerous for your brain than Tylenol is wound liquor on WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh. Don't take either one.
Hello.
It's Dr. Nomia, and excuse me while I kind of is this. I'm not hearing myself. I don't know why. Can you hear me? Well, I think you can hear me, but I'm plugged in. Everything seems to be okay in that regard, but except, oh, here we go. It was just turned on too low. I'm sorry for that little annoyance there. Yes. Welcome to Wound Liquor. It's Doc Anomia, and now I feel calm and collected and ready to proceed. I want to talk to you today about, you know, last summer, I had the last summer hurrah last week. I went to the beach. My wife and I had gone to the beach, and, you know, during these stressful times, what is better than someplace calming and gentle than being at a beach near a body of water? And, you know, it made me think. I did a lot of pondering as I was relaxing in the hot sun, and even with the hot sun, I mean, the gentle ocean breezes, it's just very good, and it does something to your whole constitution, your whole mental state, relaxes it. And, you know, it made me think about water, how magnificent it is, and how scary it is, you know. And as a kid, I hated water. I mean, I liked being in a wading pool or something, or just up to my knees, or, you know, maybe even up to my hips. But I was such a scrawny, skinny kid that if I put my head underwater, invariably, you know, I'd get a snootful go up my nose, in my ears. You know, as an asthmatic kid, that pounding water against your chest was horrible, and I couldn't float either. You know, it was like all these kids were so at peace and so grooved, you know, in water, in you know, like deep water, that whole concept of deep water, 8 feet, and they would float, and I just couldn't. I sank like a stone. I mean, it was just really upsetting. And again, the water up your nose, all that kind of stuff, it kind of gave me a distaste for the pleasures of water. You know, I really couldn't swim because I couldn't really tolerate it. And then later in life, sometime, you know, shortly after high school, because in high school, when we had swimming during gym time, I would typically fake my mom's handwriting signature saying that, you know, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't participate because I just wasn't feeling well, or I was on my period or something like that. So, you know, it was not a pleasurable thing back then. But then, sometime after, I became friends with water, and I learned to swim, and it was fine. It was all good, you know. But still, there is that fright, that sense that water is so massive. The mystery, the mysteries of the deep, deep ocean or sea. I mean, all the things that are under there, you know, all the things that can happen, riptides that can pull you under, you know, without a trace, you know, things wash up on the shore. You know, where I was, you know, they were talking about how bullets and ephemera from World War II were washing up on the shore, you know, in the deep briny waters, you know, these things washing up. And well, I'll tell you a little later, because the vacation was somewhat disrupted of all those peaceful moments, which was the majority of the time. I had a couple that were really unsettling, and it kind of pissed off my wife a bit, and made you know, made for at least you know, a couple hours, maybe one day, as uncomfortable and distressing. But I'll talk to you about that later. Anyway, so what we're dealing with today is, you don't slap water, water slaps you. Enjoy.
4 p.m. Vibology. Now you ask, what does it mean? Why, it's the study of the chemistry between you and me. If you want to catch an unforgettable vibe of groovy trip hop or neo soul, somber contemporary folk, magical dream pop, mind-bending experimental electronica, and maybe some occasional breakcore, tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m.
agua, azucarillos y aguardiente. Cuarteto, fonograma Edison.
Vamos a ver qué ha pasado.
¿Qué ha pasado ya?
¿Qué haces tú aquí?
Pero me espero en casa.
Vamos, tú te has venido aquí, que yo quiero saberlo, ¿sabes? A decirlo todo.
¿Y esa vecina, Manuela?
¡Ya!
¡Anda buscando cuestión!
¿Sí?
¡No estoy tranquila en mi puesto! ¡Yo no la busco!
¡Tienes razón!
Ella no es por un sencillo, no la faltó.
¡Bien!
Pero si no se intentó, el suelo se asaltó.
¡Muy bien!
En la camino me gusta el verano. Si no te quedas a mí, vente un placito más. Y con este suavo, al fin te verás.
Vamos tú, a ver si es verdad todo esto. Va a resultar que tú tienes la culpa de todo. Habla de una vez.
Todo lo que ha dicho está
bien.
Hace con intención.
Ya.
Pero lo he dicho yo mil veces. Hablando de ella.
Tiene razón.
No la motivo mientras vuelve a su
mar.
Para una queja y que ella no se
va. Muy bien.
Sino que las cosas han venido así. Pero a nadie le hace daño más que me hace a mí. ¡Qué barrio sería ser celosa!
Pues después de oír todo lo que ha pasado, bailarán las manos y se ha acabado. ¡Vamos! ¡Arza!
¡Venga! ¡Ya!
Una mineira en Barcelona, toda esa gente siempre es igual. Vamos andando que tarde ya, vamos andando que tarde ya.
Oh, 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 oh sleep. Please let me be swimming with the fish in the sea. Swimming with the fish in the sea. Swimming with the fish in the sea. Although it's nice down here, I miss my telephone. I'd like to tell them all I found a home from home, watching the sharks swim around my head. Down here they all seem so remarkably well fed.
We're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spakhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Funeral cries the Valkyrie. Well, the drop of water has this potential. The ocean recognizes itself. This core that always be had, that it realizes it is the ocean entire. Thank you.
'Twas homeward bound one night on the Dee. Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true. Concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage around the pole. We poor seamen do sometimes go. Through cruel hardships they mainly stroll. Their ships on mountains of ice was broke. Only the Eskimo in his skin canoe. The only one that ever came Baffin Bay, where the whale fishes blow. The fate of Franklin no man may know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin alone with his sailors do well. Now my burden, it gives me pain. My long-lost Franklin, I would cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to say on earth that my Franklin